Carbondale native Peter Olenek is a freestyle skiing pioneer and an 11-time X Games competitor who won 4 medals in 3 different events. This winter, he'll be at the 2018 Winter Olympics, representing the home team. Olenek is the coach of the South Korean freestyle ski team. I caught up with him on a quick trip home before he took off for Pyeongchang. Peter Olenek doesn't speak much Korean, but he knows when he'll be yelling at the top of the half pipe this weekend.
Kaja, 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 which is like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And I just yell as fast as I can, and I think they all blush when I do it. How are ya?
Just before taking off for Pyeongchang, Olenek was home for 1 ski day with his family.
Look at Mama Molly, the ambassador.
His mom, Molly, his brother, and his first student, his sister, Meg, a top-level slope-style skier. He coached her through her entire career.
From when I learned my first 360 when I was 13 years old till the last Olympic qualifier in 2014, he kind of always just reminded me, like, you're out here to have fun, and this run is just like any other run in the park.
Meg says he's like a big brother to all his athletes. Olenek has been coaching the Korean ski team for 3 years to prepare for their home Olympics. It's paid off. South Korea is sending its biggest team to the 2018 Games, and their training has been particularly intense in the last couple of months.
We've been pushing pretty hard, and they're trying to learn a bunch of new tricks.
The 3-member team is young. Yujin Yang and Kangbok Lee, who compete in halfpipe, are 16 and 17. And Mihun Lee, who competes in slopestyle, is 23. So Olenek says this competition will be a learning experience, just like the past 3 years have been for them all. The South Korean ski team started looking for a coach with top-level competition experience after the Sochi Olympics. Olenek fit the bill and jumped right in, despite the cultural gaps. Like, he's a picky eater and speaks very little Korean.
And no real sentences, just random words or a little phrase or something.
All of his athletes have taken English classes at school, so they communicate in English, which Olenek says was stilted at first. And it's taken him some time to get used to other elements of Korean culture.
They have lots of rules. Everything is like perfect on time, schedule, and I'm not so good at the rules or the schedule.
Olenek comes from the first generation of park skiers, which was a little more on the counterculture side. But there are some definite upsides to being a coach in Korean ski culture.
They're a lot more respectful of authority and everyone above them, and they do everything I tell them to do, which is nice.
Plus, they've spent a lot of time together. Olenek and the team spend most of the summer in South Korea, training in the gym and on the airbag. And in the winter,
you pretty much just point to a country on the map, and if there's snow there, I go there at some point.
It's a lifestyle that Olenek is used to from his own competitive days. But when he was a top-ranked free skier, Olympic years were always bittersweet.
Every year that the Olympic cycle would come around, I would be like, I wish we could be doing it.
Olenek competed in slopestyle and halfpipe, Olympic events for snowboarders from 1998 on. Skiers, though, had to wait much longer.
2010 was very close, and everyone thought we were going to get in.
If that had happened, it's likely Olenek would have been there. He was healthy and strong and putting down solid runs at competitions across the world. But park skiing didn't make the Olympic lineup until 2014, after Olenek had retired.
I tried coming back from some other injuries to make it to 2014, and I couldn't.
But he's recaptured a bit of that competitive spirit through coaching. And Olenek says he hasn't lost the feeling of what it's like to be the one dropping into the pipe.
Before their runs, like, I'm actually nervous, like I used to be when I was competing.
And while he's working on following the rules, he still isn't afraid to bend them.
I'm going to definitely, like, poach a couple runs in the pipe and take a picture or two of me really skiing the Olympic pipe once.
This Olympic reality looks a little different than Olenek's dreams, but he still gets that view from the top of the halfpipe, watching the skiers he's nurtured for years have their moment on the world stage. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.